Good. Working hard. You know, we've been through our installation twice up to this point, and we got a big 3-day mini camp. So we got a lot of work to do, and guys are dialed in. But we're definitely looking for a little bit more as far as execution goes. The first two times we put things in, you know, we're teaching. We're right along with the players. We're teaching. There's going to be mistakes, et cetera. Now we're looking for, you know, better execution. Any questions?
Is there any special area of concentration this offseason, you know, whether it be red zone or anything like that?
You know, really, I think there's a lot of different areas we need to improve in, and red zone being one of them. But, you know, we're not just at the exclusion of everything else trying to get better at one thing. But there's definitely some extra emphasis. Coach has scripted that in the practices, for example, maybe more in a certain area. But, you know, it's a careful balance. You don't want to rob too much away from other areas. You know, there's a foundation we want to lay, and we'll just devote a little bit more time to certain specific areas.
How much has the offense changed this year as opposed to last season at this time with the new quarterback starting the season?
You know, it's going to change every year no matter who the quarterback is, but I think it'll evolve as we go. You know, we got some new faces, Anquan, for example, some of the young guys that we'll incorporate into what we do. So, you know, there'll be subtle changes, and hope, you know, we'll evolve as we go.
Greg, with Michael Crabtree out, have any of the young guys stepped up in your eyes?
Yeah, I think they're stepping up, and it's a process. I think they're working extremely hard. You know, AJ, I thought the last 2 days of last week had the two best days he's had since I've been here. Quentin Patton and Ricardo Lockett, they're all stepping up, and it's just going to be a continuing process. You know, we're trying to get these guys ready for training camp to come in and compete and win a job, and it's happening.
When you say he had his best 2 days, AJ Jenkins, what did he do?
Wednesday and Thursday. Oh, just made some clutch catches for us when we were moving the ball. You know, just made plays. Did all the right things. Made plays when he had the opportunity, and he just needs to continue doing that.
Can you tell that his demeanor from a year ago?
I think there's a natural process that goes on, a comfort level. And, you know, that's something that's growing all the time and needs to continue to grow.
Is there a leading candidate for number two receiver right now?
You know, we don't really get into one and twos and whatnot. But I think anybody that's active on game day is going to have a role. But, you know, I think all those guys will have a role on game day if they keep going the way they've been going.
What are the timelines of two of your injured receivers, Kyle Williams and Mario Manning?
That's still up in the air. They're progressing nicely, but that'd probably be a question for Jim.
What's the biggest growth or difference you've seen in Kaepernick coming into this season, knowing that this is his first full year as a starter?
I'd just say everything, his approach, his expectations, his understanding of everything. You know, certainly everybody's got something to work on, if not multiple things, but he's light years ahead of where he was last year. Excuse me.
Did AJ make significant progress working with Colin during the offseason and along with Ricardo? I mean, are you seeing some signs of what they did?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, any work is good. We believe more is more. And, you know, they did more work, and therefore they're further along than they would be had they not done that. So that was really good for everybody, including Cap.
What have been your impressions of Vance McDonald throughout the spring?
Vance is doing a nice job. He's progressing nicely. We threw everything at him, and at two different positions in the offense, and he's progressing really well. Like his demeanor, and like the progression he's on.
Greg, what about B.J. Daniels? What are you seeing in this one?
B.J.'s doing a good job. I think he's got a full play too, and you know, he's got a great arm talent. He's very athletic, and you know, coming in to work every day with the right attitude, you know, that's been great. But he's a lot to learn. Playing quarterback in this league is not something you roll out of bed and do, and it's a process. You know, when Cap first got here, it was a process for him. And, you know, BJ just needs to continue to get better every day.
What are the two positions Vance is
at? What we call the Y and the F.
The
two tight end positions, or really anybody can play those positions, but those are the ones he's focusing on.
A little bit more out of the backfield with the F?
The F can be anywhere, yeah. And the Y can too. I don't want to give anything away.
He's a little bit bigger than the guy you had in those spots last year.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help in the red zone, having a just a longer target, bigger wingspan?
Potentially can. The player's got to make the play. But that's something, a catch radius, as we call it, is a good thing. And we'll see how that plays out.
Have you been able to see with the non-contact practices what his blocking is like at this point? Is that
you can't tell without pads? You don't know anything in that regard, other than how does he process technical information? In other words, the technique of things, which he's doing a very nice job of. But until you get pads on, we're all just running around in our shorts. Football is played with pads, and we're trying to get them ready for that. For that time, but he's doing nice.
How have you enjoyed working with Eric Mangini so far?
Oh, great. Eric's a wealth of knowledge. He's a guy that's got a great pedigree, and he's a very hardworking, intelligent, coming at things from a different angle than we might do. So, excuse me. It's been great. And he's getting caught up with what we're doing, and then in the next week probably we're going to sit down and just lock ourselves in a room and really – look to the future a little bit, but it's been great. It's a great addition to our staff, and I'm sure he'll boost us and help us in certain areas.
Greg, what have you seen out of the running back corps through the off-season program?
I've done a very good job, and Coach Rathman does a great job getting those guys prepared. We put a lot on their plate, and I think everybody at that position is doing a good job. And if they don't, Tom will let them know about it.
Greg, if you lock yourself in a room with Eric Mangini, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to look back at all of last year's game film? Or
I think that probably would be on the docket. It's a good question. Really, it's a good question. But also, when you get into those football discussions, you could take one play and you could end up talking about it for 30 minutes because of all the different things you can branch off and talk about. So just excited to have Eric's expertise on our side, and looking forward to working with him.
How much time did you spend thinking about the Super Bowl in the off season? I mean, do you still think about it? Do you still think about the play calling?
I think about every game, and I'm thinking about 2013 and the challenges we have ahead. But whatever is historical is historical. I think about plays from games 15, 20 years ago.
Did you ever discuss the game with Anquan?
Not specifically, but you got to give Anquan credit, as he always has in his career. The guy stepped up and made plays.
Do you reflect on, you just mentioned that you think back about plays from a decade ago or more.
Yeah.
Do you reflect on those when you're making a decision in a game? I mean, do you think, or is it?
All that stuff happens in split seconds.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'd like to think about that ahead of time, but it's more about when you're planning.
Is there a need that Eric Mangini is filling? In other words, was there something missing last year from the offensive coaching staff that you believe that he can add?
I don't think there was anything missing, but Coach, again, with Jim, I mean, we're going to try to get better. And the challenge, as Eric, as I talked, is how to take his expertise and add it to a very, very strong staff and make that work in a positive way. And I think we have the means and ways to do that.
Does it just help more? Lighten your load then?
I don't want a lighter load. Mm-hmm. But what it does, I think it'll add to he brings a lot of value, and it's our job to fit that in and make it, make our staff that much stronger. We have a great staff.
Greg, can you talk about just what it was like when incident at the park the other day, what you had to go through?
Well, I was standing this way, looking this way. My wife was bowling, and then the tree started to fall, and I heard ksh-ksh. And I turned, and I saw somebody, and I took a step to grab him, and then the tree was halfway down, so I just full sprinted it. I got crushed by it, but thankfully, from my perspective at least, I didn't take the brunt of the trunk. So very, very lucky, very fortunate. I got scratched all over. Yeah, I got beat up pretty good, but can't keep me down by a tree. Natural disasters, no.
Was the person behind you the woman that ended up getting hurt pretty badly?
Yes.
Great. With the red zone work that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
How much would you say you've added? An extra 15 minutes, an extra certain number of plays, and will you carry that into training camp as well, do you think?
I think we added a certain percentage. Well, not too great a percentage, but hopefully it's just right, like the third bowl of porridge. And we don't want to take away from everything else we need to build. So, but it's definitely an emphasis.
Okay.